From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. As Israel and Iran continue to exchange missile and drone strikes, the UN Security Council is meeting today in New York. Here is Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The world is watching with growing alarm. We are not drifting toward crisis. We are racing toward it. We are not witnessing isolated incidents. We are on course to potential chaos. The expansion of this conflict could ignite a fire that no one can control.
Also today, British and European foreign officials are meeting in Geneva. Their goal is to get Israel and Iran to reopen talks on Iran's nuclear program. Anna Cunningham reports.
This is delicate diplomacy. The Europeans expected to press Iran back to the negotiating table. Britain's Foreign Minister David Lammy met Thursday with the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Steve Witkoff, Trump's Middle East advisor, in Washington. Lammy stating on social media that the situation in the Middle East remains perilous. Israel wants to eliminate Tehran's ability to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran denies that is what it's doing. But Iran has its own red lines, saying Israeli attacks must stop for talks to restart, and it has always been opposed to any demands to completely demolish its nuclear program. This diplomatic pathway back to negotiations could still be fraught with difficulties. Anna Cunningham, CBC News, London.
The House of Commons rises today for this year's summer break, but the House can't adjourn until debate wraps up on Bill C-5. The controversial legislation would allow Cabinet to speed up the approval process for industrial projects like mines, ports, and pipelines, and it has, up until now, sailed through committee. That's due in part to the support of the opposition conservatives. They have insisted on a number of amendments, and in the end, the bill is expected to pass. Now to Alberta's Banff National Park, where the search is resuming for survivors or bodies in the wake of yesterday's rock slide. At this point, one fatality has been confirmed, with three people being treated in hospital. Josh McLean has more.
At the base of Bow Glacier Falls, a plume of dust rises up into the sky. Caught on video, moments after a rock cliff face broke off and collapsed on a group of hikers. The falls, about 30 minutes north of Lake Louise, are a popular spot for day hikes.
My wife thought that the whole mountainside was coming loose. I was just yelling at her to, like, go, go, go.
Nicholas Brundell was nearby when it happened.
At first, it's just like just hearing it come loose. And then as it starts crashing down, it's just rumbling. And it started pushing a big dust cloud towards us. And for a while, we couldn't really see what was happening.
Parks Canada says the first report of the rockfall came in the early afternoon. Its visitor safety teams responded, along with the RCMP. They found one person dead at the scene, two more were airlifted to hospital, and a third was taken by ground ambulance. Josh McLean, CBC News, Lake Louise, Alberta.
The Yukon Liberal Party has a new leader, and the territory has a new premier. Mike Pemberton won his party's leadership race last night and will become Yukon's 11th premier. He'll replace outgoing Ranj Pillay, who announced earlier this year that he would not be seeking re-election. After 8 years on the job, Dr. Theresa Tam steps down today as Canada's chief public health officer. Tam became a household name during the COVID-19 pandemic, delivering regular updates on the spread of the virus and the development of vaccines. And as she leaves office, vaccines remain one of her top priorities, specifically the need for a national vaccine registry.
There's, in fact, quite a lot of work underway right now to develop those agreements with the provinces, as well as the more technical aspects of this. But it will be so much easier for public health and for health providers and the parents. That's the most important thing, that you will know whether your kids got the vaccine.
That's Theresa Tam's conversation with Dr. Brian Goldman on this weekend's edition of CBC Radio's White Coat, Black Art. And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.